You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Mid-tier mining and materials company Afrimat today announced results for the 6 months ending 31 August 2024. Group revenue increased by 44.3% from 2.8 billion rand to 4.1 billion rand, including the Lafarge business. Operating profit decreased by 45.2% from 534.1 million rand to 292.7 million rand. The reduction in operating profit was primarily due to losses made in the neglected cement division of Lafarge and reduced iron ore sales. Headline earnings per share reduced from 263.4 cents to 53 cents. Colin Ramokubati is the executive director of Afrimat, and he joins us now to take a look at the results. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. So you take a look at the results and they should tell us what, essentially.
Yeah, good evening, Dudu, and good evening to your listeners. I think as if you've alluded to, we've had a very tough first quarter of the interim results, but the second half has been much, much better. Most of the issues that we've mentioned there, we have really fixed quite a number of those things. Mm-hmm. And we're quite pleased overall about the diversification strategy, that it's working. And with the cement acquisition, although it's still at the loss, but we're fully confident that we're going to be turning it around soon.
Right. What do you put the loss down to?
Dudu, if you remember that there was a delay in us taking over the business due to the competition tribunal taking longer than required. And there was this gap or period where literally the European or the previous owners just were not looking after the business, and there was a huge deterioration of the business. And when we take it over, both kilns on the cement factory were not running. There was not stock on the floor, and customers were being disappointed, and we almost had to start the business from scratch.
So we mentioned in our intro that headline earnings per share reduced to 53 cents. Would you put that down to the declining export in iron ore?
It is definitely one of those reasons. We've seen a combination of the iron ore price coming down to less than $100 in the last 6 months. And then the price of shipping also went a bit up, and the strong rand, you know, that combination also put pressure. And then we've seen a further deterioration of the on the export line, which is operated by Transnet, where we've seen our volumes dropping 20% year on year. So that's definitely an impact. Mm-hmm. And then our local customer, which we've also mentioned before, you know, they had a furnace freeze in the first quarter, where we literally had sold no volume at all to our local customer for a month and a half.
So if we break it up into the various segments, let's start with the construction materials segment, excluding cement. That delivered a solid performance.
This has been the star of the show this time. We've always have this interesting competition within our business, where we have the business units competing with each other. And I must say, the construction materials business really came back stronger. There was a growth on our traditional quarries, and also when we added with Lafarge, it did add to the contribution to the bottom line as well, where we've seen a nice growth of, I think you valued at over 40% there. So we're very, very pleased. I think the integration of those Lafarge quarries, it's happening faster than we were anticipating, which we're quite happy about that.
Mm. The cement business. Oh, I beg your pardon. Please
finish
your thought.
I was also wanting to add that there's also an ash business, which it's under their construction material volumes, which also it's adding positively at the moment.
Okay. And the cement business incurring some losses, what do you put that down to?
Yeah, as I've mentioned earlier on, that basically when we took over the business, the plant was standing. There was a lot of issues that which were raised even with the local authorities in terms of the DMRE, of health and safety. There was a lot of issues which we have to come into almost starting the business from scratch, no stock on the floor, and we literally had to start fixing that business and then to just produce slowly. We are seeing some positive or production at the moment, where we're seeing the mean time between failure of our kilns is increasing, which means the kilns are operating much longer than they used to before the breakdown. Although we still have a lot of work to do, because we are spending quite a lot of money as well. Mm. One of the things that we had to do is there were a lot of creditors which are not being paid. Some of them, they are even 2 years old. And we are also trying to clean up that, and we've been paying them on time, because we believe that we need to really look after them, because we cannot do without them. We need them to have the business successful.
Yeah, fair is fair. How has the suspension of load shedding impacted the industrial minerals business?
Very positively. Also, although coming from a low base, our industrial minerals is back into its volumes or profitability of the last couple of years, where the load shedding was positive for us as a business, and also for our customers, which they were able to demand more for our product. And also with us able to produce more product, we had a bit of a stock on the egg lime, or the lime base for the agricultural lime, where we've seen people buying more of that this in the first half. So we are quite pleased with that business. It's really, really doing well, and we believe it will maintain those volumes going forward.
How would you characterize the performance of the bulk commodities segment?
Yeah, so bulk commodities obviously includes the iron ore, which we've spoke about, but there's also an anthracite mine, which is at Nkomati, which performed better than the previous first half of the year. We are busy still trying to fix a whole lot of things there. We've always hit problems snagged in that business. I mean, there's been graves that needed to be moved. There's been houses that we needed to be relocated. There was a Eskom line, which we've been negotiating with Eskom. And then there's also a water pipeline, which had to be moved. And we're so happy that we were able to do that. There's still one big major obstacle at the moment, which is a full EIA for the mine, which really has been a bit of a slag at the moment, because the DMRE was supposed to have really granted this EIA about 5-6 months ago, and we're just not coming on time, and we are busy pushing out to engage them, and yeah, we're a bit frustrated on that.
You speak of challenges. What of rail challenges, right? Because you've been impacted by the challenges on the rail line, which saw the rail shipment volumes decrease.
Yeah. Look, the good thing there is there has been a positive engagement between Transnet and the industry, as we are part of the OUF forum, where there's been, you know, private-public engagements to try and turn things around, and it is bearing fruit. You know, this is like an Eskom thing. If you start working on something now, on something that's as big as that, it takes time to turn around. Yep. So we hoping that we have sort of reached the bottom of the problems, and we have already seen, like this month as we speak, you know, there was a shutdown maintenance program that they embarked on every year, and it looks like this year it actually went on more efficient than the previous years. It even was done on record time, and since then we are starting to see an improvement in terms of the locomotives movement on that line.
And the outlook for Afrimat?
Yeah, we really, again, excited. We believe most of the headwinds that we've experienced in the first half are mostly behind us. We are busy continuing to integrate Lafarge into Afrimat business. As we speak now, I think our cement factory, although when we took it over, it was in a diabolic state, we're confident that we are now going to see starting to break even in the next month or so. And then we are now having even a stock on floor where we can able to go back to the customers who've left us. And then from the iron ore side, again, we're seeing a bit of improvement there. And then we hope that our local customer won't have the same problems that they've had in the first half. And even there, the volumes have went up a bit, which we're quite happy about. Construction material is another exciting part on the quarry side, because with the integration of Lafarge, we are busy fixing some of the problems that they've had. We are increasing capacity of most of the quarries. And this is not even, we're not even thinking of the GNU sentiments where the president has spoke about, you know, creating the country a construction site. This is just what's happening at the moment. But if that ticks up, if that really happens as per plan, we believe things will be even much better than what we are anticipating.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. Colin Ramukubati is the Executive Director of AfriMet.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.